Good morning, everybody. This is Ilya, your host with Yala Radio. And today is December 4th. This is my... When did I leave New Jersey? I believe this is day three. Yeah, this is day three of the journey out to California, passing through Sedona, Arizona, as the first stop. I got to get some great sleep. I rented a room. I was going to sleep in the car. I was like, you know, it's not that cold out. I can sleep in my car, save some money. But then I was like, you know, I deserve to sleep in a nice, warm bed. And there is no lack in money. I have more than enough. So there's no need to do that. So I decided, you know what, I'm getting a room. So I got a room. Got some great sleep. And I started noticing for the past few nights. Actually, let me go back even further. This episode, I'd like to talk about how we can check out the signals that our body is sending us and decipher what it means for us. So, for the past few days, even before that, I used to wake up so many times during the night. I used to wake up like 4 or 5 times during the night to go pee or whatever I needed to do. And that was telling me that a lot of my organs weren't functioning very well. So after I did a lot of detoxes and cleanses, at this moment in time, I only wake up at one time during the night, and it's been consistent between 3 and 5 a.m. So far, it's been right around 3 o'clock, so like 3:15. The last night, it was 3:37. I did some research on it, and it says that it's associated with spiritual awakening, which I am definitely going through, as well as the lungs and our vocal expression, our throat chakra, has been blocked off. I fully resonated with that because I used to smoke a lot of weed. I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I mean a lot. I was smoking weed since I was like 13, 14 years old. I never really knew anything about it. I just used to do it, as I'm sure many of us have in the past, as me and my friends would get together and, you know, we'd just roll up a joint or 12, however many we smoked, and we just have fun, you know. We're just kids having fun. Didn't know anything about it. Didn't know that it was a sacred medicine. Didn't really know anything. And we just smoked, and that habit continued into later on in my life, till very recently. I would just smoke recreationally. Not that I even needed it as a medicine. I just liked the effects that it provided for me, and I gave it so much power. And in turn, what happened was, when you smoke, it affects your lungs. The smoke travels through your lungs into your system, and it dehydrates. The smoke dehydrates your system, your lungs, travels up into your brain, your cerebral cortex, your hypothalamus, everything, and it dehydrates your body and whatever parts it affects. And it affects one, it affects everything. And so eventually my lungs got pretty messed up. And I noticed that I was reliant on smoking weed in order to express myself. And at one point, I even remember telling myself that I am not capable and not good enough to help someone or to be creative or to express myself at my best potential without smoking weed. And I didn't understand it at the time, but I gave that plant so much power of my self-expression and my creativity that I completely took it away from myself. And for the longest time, it was in control of me. It was control of my being. It was the spirit of the marijuana plant was basically in possession of me. And I was unable to free myself of its influence. And for a long time, I struggled with that, and it affected a lot of my being. It affected my emotional state. It affected my hormones, which in turn affected my mental capacity, my mood swings, my hormones as well, because it lowers your testosterone and heightens your estrogen, makes us hypersensitive, and definitely took control of my life, and because I was letting it, I released belief from myself, and I believed in the plant more than I believed in myself, which I was the one giving it the power. Without myself, the plant is simply a plant. Once I came to that realization, I slowly but surely started to loosen the grip on the power that I was giving the plant and taking it back for myself. I remember there were days when I would go a full day without smoking, and I would feel such a sense of empowerment that I was able to go through my day and accomplish all my tasks and do everything that I said I was doing and feel really good without use of the marijuana plant. And that felt amazing. I remember before those days were very limited. I didn't have many of those days, but when I did, it felt great. And I even remember I had this friend, his name was Charles, and I remember every time he would look at me with his eye, and he would tell me, "Ilya, you know, you don't need that." And it would trigger me internally, and I would get so mad. And I didn't realize at the time, but that was exactly why it was triggering me, because I was fighting letting go of it. And when I looked up the meaning of waking up at between 3 to 5 a.m., it resembles our vocal expression, our lungs, and as well as the liver. I just wanted to record this and share with anyone who may be going through a spiritual awakening as well, who is waking up between the hours of 3 to 5 a.m., or whenever you're waking up at night. When the moon rises, it affects a part of our body, one of our organs or multiple organs get affected. We are composed, majority of our body is composed mainly of water, and when the moon rises, it has direct influence over certain aspects of our body, our organs, and the organs that are affected are signaling for us to pay attention and to decipher the meaning behind what that means for us. And each of us knows exactly what it's saying to us. Just all it takes is to tap into focusing on what it's saying to us. And, you know, do some research, figure it out. It's very easy to do. said, for me, it was vocal expression, and it's very, ironic to say, as I'm having my spiritual awakening and, recording podcast episodes, and, it's signaling to me, regarding my lungs and my vocal expression. So I just found that kind of ironic, and, grateful for that message, for that lesson, as I'm aware that my lungs are healing. I have limited so much of what I used to do. I no longer smoke marijuana. If and when I do, it is a sacred practice that is very rare, and it's a ceremonial celebration, and to tap into consciousness, and I honestly don't feel the need to do that anymore. I simply am aware and present, and I know that I have everything within me that I need in every moment, and am fully aware and awake to my limitless infinite potential and my power. And it doesn't really make any sense anymore. It just makes no sense to give that power away. That being said, I'm very grateful for the plant itself, for its being, for its existence. When we do need help, it's always there for us. And for that, I'm grateful and appreciative. And for the people that do use it for its medicinal benefits, the people that are experiencing chronic pain or have some sort of illness and disease they are living with that, you know, may be incurable. Although I believe everything is curable as long as you know what the root cause is and you can heal that. And there is no illness or disease. It's simply curing and further preventing the root cause from reoccurring. I believe that everything is affecting our external from within, and when we can target and heal the internal being, our external body and external existence and external reality of life heals and changes for the better as well. If you'd like to, you know, chat or share something that you're going through that you would like to help with understanding, please feel free to reach out. I left my number on a previous episode, and I'll do it here again. It's 718-887-6919. Whatever you're experiencing, know that you're meant to experience it to learn the lesson that whatever you are meant to learn from that experience, it is happening for you so that you can become stronger. Because at one point, the weakness that was allowed to permeate your being and existence was what allowed the illness and disease to enter your life and your existence as well. And in that same weakness, we are able to find our strength. So know that it is happening for you and not to you. Never to you, always for you. For us all. And so, going beyond the marijuana plant, because it's not where things originated, I wanted to ask myself why, in my early childhood, did I feel pulled to smoke with my friends anyway? Why was that my reality at the time? Because unconsciously, we're always attracting things into our life. And at that time, I had already felt my vocal expression to have been blocked, and I didn't really understand why this happened or when this had occurred, it took me some digging into my past, into my childhood, to realize and to understand what really was happening, what happened with me that I allowed to create that block within myself. And there were a couple instances in my life that had occurred that I'd like to share with you guys, and you know, whoever resonates with their own, feel free to definitely I encourage and empower anyone who resonates to dig into their own childhood and find out whatever had occurred and happened with you, so that you can remove that block and step further into your power. So what happened with me was, like I said on a previous episode, I, as a child, I remember when I was about 3-4 years old, one of my favorite things to do was talk. I love talking. And I remember at a very young age, I realized that I wanted to get closer with my mom. And now I want you guys to know, this is not an episode, this is not a part of an episode where I'm about to go bashing my parents or blaming anyone. I'm simply acknowledging what happened, and I took responsibility to let go of that past belief and programming. And so what happened was, I wanted to get closer with my mom, and I really loved talking, and we were in the kitchen, and my mom was cooking, and I remember that I never really got to spend much time with my mom, like actual quality time, and I knew that a lot of the time when I was home, I knew that she was usually cooking. And so I went in the kitchen, and I'm not really sure what kind of day she was having, but I knew that I was very excited, and I was talking, and I was asking all these questions. Where does this come from? What does this do? What's that? And I feel I probably overloaded her, because, you know, as a young kid, we ask all these questions, and we have no limit to how many. One question leads to the next question, the next question, the next question. It's just infinite questions. And we love learning, you know, we're so curious, and we're so full of wonder. And at one point, I remember my mom just told me to be quiet, and I felt that I upset her, and I didn't want to upset her anymore, so I stopped talking. And ever since then, I just kind of didn't talk anymore. I just kept my voice to myself. I didn't sing anymore. I didn't really talk anymore. I would imitate singing. I would imitate talking, but I didn't really talk as much anymore. I more so kept things to myself. I felt that if I spoke, that I would upset someone. And I never wanted to upset anyone, and so I guess what happened was, I decided that upsetting myself was better than upsetting someone else. So I shut my voice down, and what happened after that, I still express myself creatively, but it was more so with doing things, like creating things with my hands, sewing, cooking, things like that, jewelry making, whatever it was. And there was another time where this instance occurred when my parents divorced, and I remember there was a night when my dad left, and I was living with my mom, and my stepdad at the time. My dad left to Michigan, and I think I was 11, and he left me a Queen CD, with all of his the favorite songs that he chose that he picked out for me. And Queen, I grew up on Queen. I grew up on old school rock and roll. Queen is my favorite band ever. And so my dad left the CD for me, and I had a CD player, and I missed them a lot. And I remember at night I was super upset, super emotional, and I put that music CD on, and I was listening to it and just bawling my eyes out, just crying and sobbing and just letting it out immensely, just crying. And I realized the louder I cried, the better I felt. And I just kept crying louder and louder, and I just kept letting it out. And there was a lot that was coming out. There's so much pain and hurt and anger and emotion and sadness, and there was a lot. And I knew that my mom and my stepdad, they were across the wall and they could hear me, and they probably couldn't sleep, but I didn't care. I missed my dad, and I wanted to let it out, and I needed to let it out. And so I was letting myself feel the hurt and the sadness, and you know, the missing my dad. And what happened was I kept crying, and my mom came in the room. And I know that my mom was going through her own experience. You know, she was going through divorce, and I'm sure she was scared of, you know, what was going on in life, and she was feeling alone, and just, you know, whatever experience she was going through, she was emotionally distraught as well. So I don't blame her. I'm simply aware and accepting of the experience of what happened. And she, you know, she came in the room, and she was really upset, and she smacked me. And as soon as she did that, I just stopped. I felt my entire body go into like a sense of shock, and I stopped and ceased making any noise. And she left. She left the room, and after that, I felt that any kind of vocal expression, any sound I make, is just not good for anyone, and that I was meant to keep to myself. And shortly after that, it wasn't very long after that, where I must have been seeking self-expression. I must have been seeking to talk to someone. I really didn't express any of this to anyone of my friends. My friends knew that my parents were getting a divorce, but I always just said, ah, it's okay. You know, no big deal. Let's just go play. You know, I just wanted to get my mind off of it, not deal with it. But I feel that, I know that part of me still wanted to express it and talk about it and allow myself to feel through it. So I feel that I attracted through that desire the marijuana plant. And shortly after that experience happened, I remember I started smoking with my friends, and I loved how good I felt. I loved how expressive I became, and how it allowed me to detach from caring about what anyone around me thought. And for a long time, it served me. For a long time, it benefited me to use it and to give it power, so that I was able to express myself and carry myself through a lot of life experiences. And I'm definitely grateful for having had it at the time when I did, because I, you know, at that time, that version of myself believed that I needed it. And so for those moments, for those times, I'm definitely grateful. However, now, having the understanding of what happened, I simply have let go of... I used to blame my mom for what happened. I used to blame my dad for leaving, for, I used to blame my dad for abandoning me and for my mom for leaving my dad. But I realized that they simply were reliving a cyclic programming, a cyclic pattern of their own past, and they married way too young. They didn't know themselves yet, and there was no way for them to, to live a happy, harmonious life together when they were still, they still needed to go through the process of creating themselves, more so finding out who they are exactly and their purpose in this life. And before they got to do any of that, they had me. And because of that, I felt for a very long time, I felt resentment and bitterness and anger and sadness towards them. And I held on to that for a very long time. And it was honestly only up until this morning when I was able to realize that and let that go. I realized that every time my dad would talk to me, I would get this anger in me, and when he would look out for me, and he would tell me that, I should really not smoke anymore, or I should really, do things differently, I would get angry at my dad. And I realized it was because I was holding on to some sort of resentment still from the past. And the longer I held on to it, the more I was only hurting myself and keeping myself from the opportunities and possibilities unfolding in front of me in my life in the present moment. And so by paying attention to my body and the signals that it was sending me, I was able to go back and understand where this all came from and let go of it moving forward. And it's lightened my heart a lot, and allowed me to open my heart up to the world and the opportunities and possibilities that much more. And I'm grateful for my body communicating with me, and I'm grateful for my resourceful mind, this entrepreneurial mind that I have that always asks questions and seeks answers and gets the answers and is able to integrate them into my existence. And I highly encourage all of you listening to become aware to the same within yourself, because we are all one in the sense that we all have this power. We all have this entrepreneurial aspect to us where we ask questions and we're curious, and we are all able to integrate all these things into our own existence. And It's a phenomenal thing. And I wanted to share this because it's been an incredible journey for me, and the lessons that I've learned, I wouldn't have learned them without a few nicks and bruises and band-aids that needed to get put on after getting hurt, after choosing to come here and have this experience and feel all the feelings, not just the good, but the bad as well, quote unquote. It's all the same. Good, bad, it's all one. The yin, the yang make the whole, so to speak. And I'm grateful for all of it. Without one, we wouldn't have the other. It's all necessary. Swerving down the road right now. It's all necessary part of life. It's all necessary. It's all a necessary part of our experience, and no experience is greater or worse than the other. It is all great. All it takes is being present and aware to the lesson that is being taught us, and that's all it takes. We already have everything within us in order to decipher and figure out what is in front of us, what is being taught, so that we can progress and move forward and let go of any negative emotions or feelings that we may be harboring within us. and open ourselves up more each moment, each day, each minute, each hour to the infinite that we are. So thank you all for tuning in. This has been so far, I'm honestly beyond words right now. All I can say is I'm grateful for the experience that I'm having. I'm grateful for having trusted into going on this journey. I'm grateful for having trusted into listening to my intuition and my heart and letting my heart guide me. I'm grateful for all of you listening, grateful for being here right now, grateful for getting to express myself, and grateful for getting to connect and connecting everyone who is resonating. Like I said, feel free, please reach out if you want to chat, talk about anything, if you want to connect, and if you're around the area that I'm traveling, I'd love to meet and record an episode together. Whatever you'd like to do, talk, sing, share stories, promote your own business, I'm all for it. I'm all about it. Number once again is 718-887-6919. Thank you all for tuning in. Till next time. Peace.